I'm Ashanti Coleman. I am a Black trans woman. I'm co-founder of an organization here in the Tampa Bay area called LIPS Tampa. LIPS stands for Ladies Intervention Project for Success. We believe in promoting health and wellness in the trans community through organization and education. A lot of us are not allowed to age as children and go through the 12 steps of high school as trans women. Because coming from a Black family, especially religious Black strong family, even today it's a taboo. So a lot of transgender women end up on the streets. And in the South, you only have one thing to offer, and that's sex work. A lot of girls are very iffy now when it comes to COVID. They don't want to be in rooms with other people that they don't know or they're not really close to. I can only tell you from the escort's point of view, the Black trans woman and the street-based sex workers. The streets are still flooded with Johns trying to pick up the girls. That hasn't stopped. As far as the escorting part, the line girls, the girls that are online, I mean, it has not changed. Guys are still trying to do what they do. You know men are selfish. They don't care. And when you're trying to survive basically on the streets, you don't get a chance to screen who you get in the car with. Your survival depends on you getting inside of a car. So those girls are still out there and they still need that assistance. And because of the pandemic, it never stopped. You can consider me an essential worker.
That's one of the risks that you're taking, being a sex worker during these times, because you still have to function like there is no COVID. And that's not always safe. That's not always safe sex practices. I mean, John's even knowing that there's HIV, there's herpes, there's hepatitis, there's gonorrhea, there's syphilis, there's chlamydia. Even knowing these guys knowing this and knowing that these girls are having sex with multiple people, they still choose to go out there and have sex with them raw. If they can do that knowing that they might get exposed to HIV or take something home to their wife, do you think they care about COVID?
So organizing, period, is kind of difficult when you're organizing a group of people that come with trauma and neglect and abuse. They're not willing to trust as easily, you know, because we've already been ostracized. We've been taken for granted. A lot of these girls are comfortable with doing what they're doing. Why change it? When they get ready to transition into something different, because they've already got crimes, sex work crimes on their record, that prevents them from doing anything greater than what they're doing. So we make sure that their needs are taken care of in that sense.
My hygiene bags consist of lip balm, deodorant, soap, toothpaste, a hairbrush, razors. It has about 5 masks in it with hand sanitizer, yes. And every now and then we get a hold to some wet wipes, as well as condoms and lube.
My goal is to get enough funding or a building so that I can have a drop-in center, so that I can have a place for the girls to stay, so that I can create programs that are sustainable, educational programs, life skill coaches, and things like that. I want girls to say that they know at the end of their prison term that LIPS stands here waiting on them, that the girls that are out there on the streets, if they are ready to get clean or need a place to stay or need to wash their clothes or want to apply themselves to do something different, I want to be able to have that structure set up for them. And I'm not going to stop until I get that.